Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you. This call has been recorded for quantum assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I need to file a claim, but also was trying to do it online, and it wouldn't let me, so I don't know if I should keep trying or get help on that or just call you guys. Or what's the best way to do that?
Yes, sir. I can most definitely assist you with that. But first, can I please have your Social Security number so I can be able to look at your account for you?
419-08-3809.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Sure, it's Brad Stuart Gutteridge. Date of birth is 4-1968. And what was the last one? I'm sorry.
Okay, your mother's maiden name?
Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T.
Okay, thank you. Okay, have your name changed?
It has not.
Okay, thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
I do not.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I do not.
Okay, thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I have not.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
College, a bachelor's degree in college.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
And what is your driver's license state?
What does it say? Like, what do you mean?
Yes, sir. Your driver's license state?
Oh, state. I'm sorry. Alabama.
Can you verify your driver's license number?
522-1139.
Okay. Did you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit is fine.
Okay. And did you want that going to your checking or savings?
Yes. Checking's fine. Or savings. Yeah. That's good. Checking's good.
Okay. And what is your round number?
Let's see. It is 262-087528.
Okay, that's 262-087528. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Okay, and what is your account number?
142-849-0.
Okay, that's gonna be 114-8490. Is that correct, sir?
It's 142-8490.
Okay, you said 142-8490. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
1913 Southwood Road. That's Birmingham, or Vestavia Hills, 35216.
Did you want me to change your mailing address for you?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
It is not. It is the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And what is your telephone number?
205-222-1650.
Did you want me to change your telephone number for you?
No, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. And what is your email address?
Brad.Gutteridge@gmail.com.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Sure. Brad. It's Brad. G-U-T-T-E-R IDGE.
Okay, that's going to be brad.gutteridge@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Your mailing address is 1615 Cheston Lane, Apartment K. It's in Hangover, Missouri, 21076. Nope. Is that correct, sir?
Not at all. Where are you getting that?
Okay. I could go back and change it for you. And what is that mailing address?
1913 Southwood Road. Birmingham or Vestavia Hills, Alabama, 35216.
Okay, that's going to be 1913 Southwood Road, Meadowbrook. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, had changed to Meadowbrook. Let me go back and change it for you again. Because it had changed for me. Yes, sir. Let me make sure it's right. Okay. Now, every time I put in Vestavia Hills for you, it will change to Meadowbrook, Alabama. Would that be okay?
Try Birmingham. Can you try Birmingham?
Sure. Most definitely.
Birmingham, Alabama, 35216. See what that does. I don't know why I'm that one.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, to be sure, your address is 1913 Southwood Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35216. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, and Southwood is one word.
Okay. Let me go back and, yes, sir, most definitely.
That may have been, I wonder if that was.
Yes, sir. And your telephone number is 205-717-9076. Is that correct, sir?
That's not. It's 205-222-1650.
Yes, sir. 205-222-1650. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, I've never filed.
Yes, sir.
I've been here a while, so anyway, either one, so...
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
I don't know what that is. I don't, so okay. I don't think so.
Yes, sir. A TRA is something like a trade?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
I don't have that. Okay.
Yes, sir. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
I've never filed, and I just got hired. So what does that mean? I guess no, yes. I mean, I haven't filed, so it's my first time to do this. So.
Okay, so that's going to be no?
I would say no, I guess, because since I've never, that's right, I'm filing today, so no. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, yes, sir. What's the reason for your break-in claim?
I was terminated.
Okay. Yes, sir. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 205-222-1650.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Say that again. You kind of broke up there for a second.
Yes, sir. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm mentally and physically able to work. Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I am not.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am.
Are you available for all shifts in your number trader occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
What is your job title and description?
Regional title is Regional Sales Manager. So the job description is technology sales.
Okay, that's going to be Regional Sales Manager. Is that correct, sir? Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay, you will direct the actual distribution or movement of a product or service to the customer. Is that correct?
Read that again.
Direct the actual distribution or movement of a product or service to the customer. Coordinate sales distribution by establishing sales territories, quotas, and goals, and establish training programs for sales representatives. Yeah. Is that the correct one? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You might want to, let's change it to, just because I'm, they use the word manager, that might be a little different. Regional sales rep, but representative, is that, let's see if we can change it to that, see if that changes things. Because I wasn't a manager of people, I just managed the territory. And that may fit, but I'm not sure from your description.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do see first line supervisor and managers. First line supervisor and manager again. General and operation. Okay, which one would be the most?
I just say sales. Sales representative, I guess, would probably be the best way to.
Okay, I don't see sales representative. I do see sales managers, which is the closest one I do see.
Okay, that's fine. Let's do that.
Yes, sir. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
That'll be fine, yes.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
I can, yes.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 09
68. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, just give me one moment. I have to be able to log back in, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. Can I please have your Social Security number so I can be able to look at your account for you?
Sure. 419-083809.
Okay, that's going to be 419-083809. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, just give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, I do apologize about this experience. Can I please have your Social Security number again? I do sincerely apologize.
That's okay. No problem. It's 419-083809.
Okay, 419-083809. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Okay. And let me just go back to where we left off at. Just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I'm so sorry about the wait, sir. I'm sorry I had to ask you this information again because I had to be able to go ahead and sign back in my account. Can I please have your routing number?
Okay. Yeah, it's, let me pull that back up. 262-08-7528.
Okay, that's going to be 262-08-7528. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Okay, and what is your account number?
142-8490.
Okay, that's going to be 142-8490. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Okay, did you want that going to your checking or saving?
Yes, checking. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. And I do apologize. It seemed like everything that we had just did, we're going to have to do it all back over. And I really do sincerely apologize about that.
That's okay.
Yes, sir. And can I please have your mailing address?
1913 Southwood, that's one word, Road. And that's Birmingham, Alabama, 35216.
Okay, and can I please have your telephone number?
205-222-1650.
Okay, 205-222-1650. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
And can I please have your email address?
Brad.Gutteridge, that's GUTTERIDGE. @gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be brad.gutteridge@gmail.com. Is that correct, sir?
It is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just give me one moment. My computer is loading and it's just taking such a long time.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. It's going to be one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. I'm having experience with my computer. Can you just hang up and call right back?
Okay. You need to just hang up and call you back.
Yes, sir. I do apologize about the wait also.
Okay. Would it be helpful if I went online and did it online? Could I do it now that it's set up or not?
Yes, sir. You can be able to do it now, or you could just hang up and just call me right back.
Okay. Well, let me try to log in. I like doing that stuff online, but let me just see if it works. If I can log in, how about that? Does that work?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Let me try that and just see what happens. Okay. And I'll call you back if it doesn't work. How about that?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You
are more than welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
You too. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye.